Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I'm Beth, a.k.a. Be True. The hiatus is over. Yay. Yay. So glad to be back. Did a little brief, like, eight-minute show on yesterday, played music and wanted to talk more about leap year. February 29th only comes, once every 4 years. So I did mention happy birthday to the Leaklands and many of my friends. I have some friends who are born on February 29th. Malcolm Johnson, who's locally. Then there are celebrities that I didn't realize birthdays were, that they were born on February 29th. So some people actually celebrate on the 28th and some actually celebrate on March the 1st. My birthday is in August and I celebrate the whole month. So I would definitely celebrate probably both months if I was born on February 29th, February entirely, and March entirely. But thank you all for your love and support, and thank you for those of you that have been keeping in touch with Cousin Linda and I. A big shout out to the Blog Talk Radio community, to the global listeners, the local listeners here in Jackson, Mississippi. A big shout out to our mayor and city council. I attended my first city council meeting in years on Tuesday, and it was amazing. The mayor wasn't present. I attended because I thought that it would be a discussion regarding the garbage contract. Yeah, we're in the same mode, in a similar mode as we were last year this time. So the president, Aaron Banks, and all seven city council members, they're anticipating and praying that, that everything will get taken care of, because right now we have less than 30 days. But I must shout out Mark Henderson of Jackson State. I've known him for years, and many of you have seen him recently on Wheel of Fortune. He won a lot of money on a trip to Italy. But he brought his drama troupe, Mad Drama, from Jackson State. They, after the meeting was open, they performed Excellency Over Excuses was the name of their piece, their performance, and it was amazing. So a lot of friends, a lot of former classmates, a lot of people that I haven't seen in ages. But the meeting went smoothly, and it was pretty cool, and I feel optimistic that that we will not get caught up in the situation we were caught in last year with no garbage for 2+ weeks, garbage pickup. So I feel confident from that meeting that everything's going to work out perfectly, that we would not go without any, that we won't go with any, well, the service won't be disrupted. So I feel confident in city council, and most of the people there felt confident also. And of course I promoted No Labels. You know, I'm a longtime member of No Labels and one of the co-chairs. And so of course I had my No Labels gear on, promoting how it's so important for Democrats and Republicans and independents to work together, that it is so important to make bipartisan decisions. And I wore the T-shirt that says, and those of you that know about No Labels, and those of you that don't, please visit our social media and our web. I've literally been a member since like a year after No Labels was formed. Matter of fact, 2011, when I created this awesome podcast. It's you know, don't believe the hype. Don't believe the stories and the rumors. Check out No Labels Yourself if you do not know anything about No Labels. And it's been an amazing ride since I joined in 2011. It's definitely amazing right now, and I can hear in President Biden's, and in former President Trump's talk and speeches that they do peep out our common sense policy agenda. I can hear it in their language that they do check it out, and that's what we want. We want our leaders to read and to study our common sense policy, our information, because it's about putting the country first, putting the people first, not what we are unlike, not our differences, putting our differences on the forefront. Yes, they are important, but what can we come together on as we the people, the people who put our politicians in office, and listen to us leaders, listen to the people, listen to those in your world, in your life, in your personal life. Listen to yourself, to your own needs. It's important for us to listen to our own needs and not deny ourselves. And during the hiatus, I have learned a lot about myself, about others, about society, the way we act, the way we react. And, you know, it's time for us to, you know, keep the faith. And if we don't have, those of us that don't have faith, get some faith. Just a little faith to get us all a long way. And to look at what we can agree on, and we all can agree on, money needs, healthcare needs, housing, the issues of homelessness, border security, less war and more love in the world. We agree on more things than not. Love always wins, right? And I'm down about to sound like Michael Jackson. Let's do our best to make the world a better place, But really, thank you all for your support since March 2011. Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports was born in March, on March the 10th, 2011. And I thank you for those who have been riding since then, those that have co-hosted, those that have been guests. Looking forward to former guests and former co-hosts and guest hosts. Remember when Sean Alexander Hamilton was guest host for like 3 months back in 2020, right after COVID? Arthur, that dude, my bud Mike Smith in Dallas, Reggie Ruffin, who's in Dallas also, you know, grew up right here in the same neighborhood. You know, Mike is an awesome spouse. So those of you that remember that dude who used to love to do the college brackets, he launched a sauce a couple of years ago. And I need to check in on him and see how the sales are going, because he had been getting some very good responses here in Mississippi, his native Mississippi, and in Texas. So that's it, sauce. So I need to follow up with him. He probably launched some other food products. And that's a food product that I have been working on for like 20-something years. And back in like 2013, Kraft had been interested in it, and my mother was just so gung-ho about it. So, hey, you inventors out there, and hey, get on it. Don't sit on it, right? So I just thank you all. We have a new call-in number, too. It's not the same number, 563-999-3426, 563-999-3426, that's the new listener call-in number, so save it for future references. On Sunday, Cousin Linda will be joining me. We'll be joining us. We will be talking about, it's March. Wow, 2 months have already passed. So it's March. It is Women's History Month. Women's History Month. So we will be talking about Women's History Month and amazing women in history and those in our lives and our own lives, and invite you to call in and talk about astounding women and you are astounding women, standing women. Call in and share with us some history about you. Sometimes there are history makers in our own families and we don't even realize it, or our neighbors. We don't even realize it. And, you know, Women's History Month is, to me, about some of the great women in history, and also us, celebrating us, ladies, us, celebrating our accomplishments, our achievements, our strength, our endurance. You know, if we're single, married, engaged, divorced, widowed, or whatever, it is important for us to celebrate our girl power, and so important. Just like Black History Month, we miss Black History Month, but Black History is every day. And to me, being a woman, History Month, Women's History Month, is every month, is every day. Every day, I've been a woman since I was born, August 11, 1968. Women's History Month is just amazing to celebrate. And so, you know, Cousin Linda will share a lot of insight. I will talk about some of my favorite women in history, and Cousin Linda's one of my favorite too, because she was part of my early childhood and still in my life to today. So, I would mention one Native Mississippian, Oprah Winfrey. Oprah's been in the news recently. She's leaving Weight Watchers, and I think donating her shares to a museum. But it says she takes Ozempic, so she felt like, okay, time for me to depart from my partnership with Weight Watchers. So I'm sure Cousin Linda and I will talk more about that celebrity news, but she is one of my favorites, being a native Mississippian from Kosciuszko. I met her once when Beloved, when she had the screening of Beloved. I didn't go see Beloved, but she had a assembly, is that term still used, a symposium in Kosciuszko, and I drove up there in the rain, and one of my friends who is a designer also and a poet also tagged along with me, and we had a blast of a good time, made it there way ahead of Oprah. So that's one reason why we were able to meet her and took pictures. But a family member of mine that, had the pictures developed for me, but something happened to them. So I didn't get the pictures, and they were awesome pictures. And that was back, you know, that was like 98, 99. When did Beloved come out? What year was that? But it was amazing meeting Oprah. She was just so awesome. I sat next to her dad. Didn't know it was her dad until we were into her talk. And so her dad, and it was just amazing. And afterwards, we were allowed in to eat with her personal friends and family at an awesome restaurant. I wish I remembered the name of that restaurant. I hope it's still open, because it was a nice Southern cuisine restaurant with buffet and everything. But it was really awesome. And, of course, even in Kosciuszko, guess who showed up? Paparazzi. And I enjoyed watching Oprah like she was kind, but she was like, okay, really? I'm in my hometown, Kosciuszko, trying to enjoy a meal with the comfort of family and friends, and you all show up. I mean, that was like her attitude. It was but she handled it so graceful. And the guy was kind of like, well, you don't understand. And she was like, I've been where you're trying to go, or something like that. And it was so awesome. But she was so gracious. But it was a side of Oprah that I'd never seen on the talk show. So, but that she's one of my awesome. And then the list goes on with family members, aunts and uncles and teachers that made such a, and neighbors and friends, not just historian figures, but I do have my, like, Hollywood actresses. Yeah, I have an amazing list, and I can't wait to hear some of you all's lists. And you can call in now. This is a 30-minute show this evening, doing it solo. But I'm just so glad to be off a hiatus. And the new number is 563-999-3426. Big shout-out to the top listening countries in the world, those that listen locally, friends here in Jackson, in Mississippi, in Texas, all around the country, the James Franco group. Big shout out to the administrators and the moderators who are doing a great job since I've been away. Big shout out to my Avon community, my Avon coaches. Of course, a big shout out to No Labels, Nancy, and oh my God, you're doing a great job. Holly, Ryan, Amanda, Christine, Dr. Ben Chavis, Joe Lieberman, the list goes on of the amazing members and leaders that we have within No Labels. So a big shout out to those, a big shout out to Ogle School, and just a big shout out to family, friends, near and far, fans, supporters, colleagues, just a big shout out to my prayer family, to my church, Cathedral of Zion, to Powerhouse Church and Ministries, Prophet Anthony Friday Sr., First Lady Mrs. Emma Friday, Missionary Bowden, her husband, Tabernacle Ministries, The Pot, my friend, past childhood friend, Pastor Tanja Williams, the Gucci's right here in my neighborhood, BLG Ministries. Big shout out to my prayer friends and family, prayer warriors, those that pray with me and for me, and a big prayer, a big thank you to those that ask for prayer. A big shout out to Pastor Dunn Jr., CEO right here at Blog Talk Radio. He and his winning team. Big shout out to you all. Big shout out to Queen Jay. Yesterday I was, you know, prepping for, you know, getting off a hiatus, and I listened to Queen Jay. So happens she's coming off a break too here on Blog Talk Radio, and she shared some, it was the end of her show, but the information she shared was just so powerful and so amazing. So a big shout out to her. She's listening, and thank you for your support. So it's amazing. This is an amazing community, just an amazing community, the podcast community, period. Big shout out to Spotify. So, you know, when I say I'm getting off hiatus, I'm getting off hiatus and also monetizing a lot on social media. Got to make that paper. That's why I was on hiatus, because, that's what Pastor Dunn Jr. CEO talked to us about, right, back in early October, about the blueprint of being successful. Not what do we do when we only have 30 seconds to make those elevator pitches in business, you know? So it's everybody. I mean, I don't know anybody from a homeless friend to a billionaire friend who's not doing their best to try to leverage their life, leverage making money, earning money, learning how to make money, trying to come back up, like myself, come back up, you know, stand focused. And there's a book that I have also been reading, not just Pastor Dungeon and CZO's book, but it's a book that I've had for years, and I'm so glad that I still had it. The 1 Minute Millionaire. Those of you that have read it know what I'm talking about. But those of you that haven't, read it, listen to it, The 1 Minute Millionaire, The Enlightened Way to Wealth, Mark Victor Hansen and Robert G. Allen. And I, you know, I did, when I first bought it like 10 years ago, I just like to read it and glimpse through it. But now I'm breathing it. I'm living it. I'm breathing it. I'm living it. And it's, you know, it's based on biblical principles. And, you know, it's important to partner with the Almighty, with our Father God. And so, of course, we will be discussing money and from a biblical perspective. And invite those of you that are experts to call in, and those of you that are interested in being guests, please let me know so you can come on and talk with us. Life coaches, come on and talk with us about being better at what we do. From housewives to CEO to political leaders to little league football coach, you know, just how do we 10X in Grant Cardone and Alina Cardone's words? How do we 10X it? We have to, how do we 10X our lives? So very important, very important. But I thank you all for your love, and I thank you for your support. I'm going to finish this song and come back and talk a little bit more and have 8 more minutes. So if you just call and talk, let us know what you're doing this weekend. Let us know that you're listening. Big shout out to Nusret. I was looking at his Instagram, and so they're having fun at his establishment in Istanbul. He had been in London. So big shout out to Karenz Mizi, my friend who I played his music since the beginning. I will be playing it as an outro song. So you always say, well, I didn't hear the regular theme music. Those of you that know me and don't know me, but you know I love house techno music. And so I flipped up on this awesome techno song on Pissabe, that I had played at the beginning of the show, and I played it yesterday when I was doing the test show. But the show is, I've really been, you know, working on perfecting the show, and definitely need you all's feedback as co-producers of the podcast. So thank you for listening to the archive shows. So the archive shows are awesome. You know, even my late mom, who was my number one fan, who was you all's number one fan, she loved the listeners of the shows and the guests. You know, she was guest a couple of times. So those of you that want to learn some of my mom's, late mom's recipes, you know, she was guest and shared some of her favorite recipes. And so I'm going to do my best to pull up those shows so you all can, you know, hey, try out the recipes again, or if you need to for the first time, try those recipes. I need to get started on cooking, on writing that cookbook that I gave my word to her that I would do. But I'm going to finish this song by Zen Man Moogify. Yay, yay, yay. And again, calling number is 563-999-3426. A big shout out to the Scarboy. Remember Scarboy? Matter of fact, he was co-hosting with Lil Flip before I started my show, because Lil Flip Flyboy Radio, Mark Cuban, Mark Cuban's brother, he had the Revolution Rant. And also, there were a couple other podcasts that I loved. And then being a person from radio, because I had been considering getting back, going to a radio station, asking if I could get a show on a radio station. And so at the time I was blogging, many of you know that. And guess what? I love to write. That's why Culture Shock Entertainment Reports is called Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Those who know. Those that went to school with me, grew up with me, know. I was the one that when the teacher said, who wants extra 10, 20 points, write an essay? Me? Or if a teacher, like, called themselves punishing me, you got to write an essay. Guess what? I wasn't pissed because I love doing research. I love writing essays. So if some of you that wonder why is it Cup of Shock Entertainment Reports, because I love reports. No joke. I love the idea of researching. And you students, younger students, you know, a lot of us old heads are students, but you younger students, when we say research, we aren't talking about Google. Literally, the library, every house had a set of encyclopedias. I mean, I literally started reading encyclopedias and dictionaries with my nursery rhyme books. No joke. Those who know, know. No joke. Seriously. So, yeah. When we talk about research, we really mean research. So this new technology, like my late mom used to say, the new technology is just amazing because everything is at our fingertips now. But we literally had to go to the library, Dewey Decimal System. We had to look in the dictionary, look in the every house back in the day had a set of encyclopedias, and sometimes friends or family might have had a better set of encyclopedias, or I might have had a better set of encyclopedias, and we would literally have to go to each other's houses and do the work, sit down and open the books and read and look up the information and literally write in our own words, reports. Some people got away with writing, you know, like I do one half, you do the other half. You know, some people did, but I never did do that. I don't think, no. But I am that student also that I used to get in, I did get in trouble with, like sometimes, you wouldn't be surprised. A teacher might say, well, you got to write 500 words or 1,000 words. I would not talk in class. You know what? I would be like cool with it. I'm like, okay, I'll start writing. You know, like, okay, I would not talk in class whether it was 1,000 times. Do you know what? My classmates, my friends would have my back. They would hand me paper where they have already, like, you know, they've contributed to my writing. You know, knowing that the teacher would recognize that's not her handwriting, but hey, your friends, what are friends for? So, honestly, so those of you that want to call in and just talk, the show, the time is almost up, but I have a few more minutes. But just excited to be off the hiatus. Send your emails to CulturShock, KulturShock, ENT underscore Beth at yahoo.com, KulturShock underscore Beth at yahoo.com, KulturShock underscore Beth at yahoo.com. Also, I have another email address. They both are valid, so I will immediately see any email. CulturShock, KulturShockENT media at gmail.com. KulturShockENT media at gmail.com. KulturShockENT media at gmail.com. Those of you that are interested in being guests who want to, you know, come on and share your music, send music for the playlist. I'm excited to play new music. And a big shout out to the Swifties. I'm a believer. I'm a Swiftie. Big shout out to Tim Swift. I see all over social media. She is in Singapore, so big shout out to her. Big shout out to her awesome, she and her boyfriend, Tracy. A big shout out to them. He's out there with her in Singapore, so a big shout out to all the Swifties. I'm just so much amazing stuff. I'm loving Beyonce's a Verizon commercial. I mean, there are just things. I can just go on and on. But the time is limited. The time is almost over. If you didn't place your call, I'm sorry, because the time is almost up. Again, the new calling number is 563-999-3426. The top five listening countries in the world globally, of course, my native United States of America, Finland, big shout out to Finland, Germany, Brazil. Turkey is number five now. Turkey was number two for like the past year, no joke. So big shout out to Turkey, big shout out to China, big shout out to the UK, Canada, the whole wide world, all the world leaders. It's and those out in space doing their work. There's, you know, big shout out to you all, because I always wonder if you all listen to. I know you listen to podcasts while you're up there working in the space station and working in the ships. And a big shout out to our military also around the world and to our law enforcement. Big shout out to first responders and all. Thank you so much for your services and veterans and all. Thank you for your support. And thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. So I just wanted to just share my gratitude for your love and your support and listening to archive shows and listening to live broadcasts also. So we're back, and we will be consistent. Cousin Linda will join us on Sunday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I'm sure you know she has a lot to talk about. And you all definitely call in and message us through Messenger. So still, you know, have about 10 more minutes. I'm going to play a little music. And, again, thank you and God bless.
thank you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report right here on Blog Talk Radio. And also, wherever you like to listen to your podcast. Also, we'll pop up. So thank you. Remember, the new listener call-in number is 563-999-3426. Time to end the show. We'll be back on Sunday at 3. Might do a pop-up show on tomorrow, but the show for Sunday is already up on the schedule, and be sure to look at the schedule because we'll fill it up for the month of March. And any ideas that you would like to share with us, please do. And if you are interested in being a guest or playing your music and even being a sponsor, that, speaking of garbage disruption, so the show will not get disrupted unless I need to take in a hiatus. Definitely would love you to become an advertiser, a sponsor of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And those of you that would love to do drops, please do, showing your support of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Really, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for being a longtime listener. Thank you for being a new listener and supporter. Your listenership is so important, and really, really grateful. Really grateful and so excited for this new season and also for this birthday that's coming up also for the show, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, born on March 10th, 2011. I know, unbelievable. So really, thank you all. Thank you all. Keep the faith. Believe. Just a little belief can get us so far, can get you so far, can get us so far, can get me so far. It is getting me so far. Just believe. Like Jesse Jackson used to say, I am somebody, and I am somebody. We all are somebody. We all are beautiful people. Wherever we are, whomever we are, wherever we are from, born, our nationality, socioeconomic background, race, gender, we all are beautiful. We all are beautiful people. God created. We are all beautiful people. So let's act like it. You know, let's act like it. And I'm talking to myself also, you know, so let's act like it. Because, you know, wow. So we definitely be talking about self-care on Sunday, too, Cousin Linda and I, and spring, and food, and travel, all the fun entertainment and lifestyle topics that you like to talk with us about and pray and message us and call in and interact with us on social media, interact with me on, interact with Cousin Linda's on Facebook, interact with me on Facebook, Instagram. I'm thinking about creating a new YouTube channel specifically for the podcast. So I just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And those of you that show appreciation for me, I thank you also. I don't know about you, I like to get my roses while I'm still here, while I'm alive. And so I like to give them to you also. So let's celebrate and let's enjoy. Yeah, and it's been feeling like spring here in the Deep South in Jackson, Mississippi, but we're in the middle of a cold front. So the temperature dropped a little Wednesday afternoon. It started out warm, and then it became nippy. I'm outdoors, matter of fact, right now, but it's nippy, believe it or not. It rained overnight and most of the day. It's kind of nippy, but I think we'll be back to 70s on Sunday. But that's, if those of you that are wondering what type of weather they're having, that's the type of weather that we're having. you know, like my late mom and a lot of you all say, that cold snap always comes right before Easter. And Easter is early this year, too, for those of you that didn't know. It's March 31st. March, a lot of birthdays are this month. I know my brother's birthday, and then my sister's birthday is April the 1st. But, you know, spring break is soon. So it's just, I love spring. I love this transition. I love each transition of each season, but just something about seeing flowers bloom, blue skies, seeing people dress like it's summertime. Literally, people were dressed like it was 4th of July weekend, last weekend. And I knew not to fall for it. And my thing is, I don't want to get sick. I guess, you know, some people, you know, I don't want to get sick. I have gone throughout this whole winter season not getting sick. And so I don't want to wait till now, springtime, and get sick because I decided to dress like it's summertime. And I'm not judging other people, believe me, you, because if I didn't want to get sick, I would, you know, put on the shorts and tank, and I have a tank top on, right, but under as undergarment. So I think one day I took off, I was doing yard work and it was really hot, and I had on a mock, you know, tank top, and I pulled off the, like, the heavy sweater I had on, and my arms was out. But that was, like, the only day. But I like to see the people, you know, get excited for spring and summer because it excites me. But I know that if I throw on a sundress, flip flops, I don't even want to think negative. But I'm not going to dress that until the weather is consistent. Then that's when I will do that because I don't want to be sick, and I honestly don't have anybody to take care of me either. So God and I, I'm on my own. So not getting sick, not by my own, by me, my own decision. No. The way I dress, you know, thinking, oh, it's summertime and it's still February, but now it's March the 1st. And we know that spring is predicted to come early. And it is here. A lot of flowers are out. The animals are, you can hear the birds chirping in the background.
I'm so loving, so glad. No other can know. No other can know. I'm so loving, so glad.
Not about the money. I heard Jeff Bezos say one time when he was talking, he said he makes his investment based on if it's going to change people's lives. And once I started doing that strategy, I think I probably quadruple what I'm worth now. Whatever I do, visit me. Whatever I do, visit me.
My God is powerful, and my God is in charge, and it's right.
Something good gonna happen in this year. And I grateful that I made it. Yesterday's gone and a new day has appeared. And I am grateful that I made it. Something good gonna happen in this year. And I'm grateful that I made it here. Yesterday's gone and it's something good gonna happen in this year. And I'm grateful that I make today as a peace. And I'm grateful that I made it here. Something good.
You gotta change that shit, man.
Yeah, but you don't understand my life, dude.
Yeah.
Number one.
Jeez!
Keep moving.
You don't love yourself first. You don't need to love you from a man or a woman. Who cares? Nobody. You should love yourself first and love what you are and who you're becoming. And be able to make it easy on other people to follow that. Learn to love yourself first. You don't need confirmation from a man or a woman. Who cares? Nobody. You should love yourself and get that same reflection to love you back.
If you don't exercise, you're going to die sooner. For every hour you exercise, you will live 3 hours longer. For every hour...
Before you exercise, you'll live 3 hours longer.
Yeah. That's the Harvard alumni that I want to give up right now. If you don't exercise, you're going to die sooner. If you don't exercise, you're going to die sooner. For every hour you exercise, you will... 3 hours you exercise.